If there's anyone as unpopular as the NFL's replacement referees this fall, it's Congress. After all, action, such as Senate Republicans on September 19th killing the Veterans Jobs Bill, endorsed by the American Legion and co-written by four GOP senators who followed orders and voted against it, may be one reason, tied to the GOP's strategy to stall or stop government, apparently hatched in a 2009 meeting. Some 9 out of 10 Americans disapprove of Congress, according to a new Gallup poll. Before 2007, that disapproval rating topped 80% only twice. The Gallup report says, Americans' distaste for the institution is entirely bipartisan. Only 11% of independents, 10% of Republicans, and 9% of Democrats approved. In 2011, the highest approval rating for Congress was 31%, February 7th, according to Fox News. Last year, its highest approval rating was 22%, June 15th, according to the Associated Press. When Americans elected Barack Obama, the bipartisanship that the Democratic House showed working across the aisle with President Bush vanished. That's according to Robert Draper, a GQ magazine correspondent and a former contributing writer to National Geographic. His 2012 book, Do Not Ask What Good We Do Inside the U.S. House of Representatives, is a nonpartisan expose of the functions and dysfunction there. A revealing passage in the title is its prologue, which details a January 20th, 2009 meeting at a posh Capitol Hill restaurant with 12 Republican senators and congressmen, plus ex-Speaker Newt Gingrich, GOP pollster Frank Luntz, and conservative journalist Fred Barnes. The four-hour get-together included U.S. Representatives Paul Ryan of Wisconsin and Eric Cantor of Virginia, plus Pete Hoekstra of Michigan, Kevin McCarthy of California, and U.S. Senators Tom Coburn of Oklahoma and John Kyle of Arizona. That night, the evening of Obama's inauguration, the group pledged to start delaying or blocking all legislation proposed by the White House. The secret meeting also plotted to organize opposition to all stimulus bills, although the lawmakers all had voted for Bush's stimulus measure. And Draper's reporting shows that politics was the driving force, not governance or the American people. From ongoing Republican filibusters in the Senate to the Tea Party-influenced GOP takeover of the House in 2010, the effort has been to impede government to gain power, exemplified by Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell's October 23, 2010 admission to the National Journal that, quote, the single most important thing we want to achieve is for President Obama to be a one-term president. Today's Congress is the least productive since World War II. Just 61 bills have been enacted through August this year out of 3,914 measures introduced, according to records of the U.S. House Clerk's Office. Here's a partial list of proposals derailed by a GOP-controlled vote or filibuster. The Small Business Jobs Act, a tax on companies that ship jobs overseas, an anti-rape amendment, benefits for homeless veterans, health care for 9/11 first responders, the jobs bill, oil spill liability, Wall Street reform, immigration reform, extending unemployment compensation, a political ad disclosure bill, and the Fair Pay Act of 2009. Plus, who can forget House Republicans' series of tantrums in voting to repeal the Affordable Health Care for America Act 33 times? How much of the economy, the future, is the GOP willing to sacrifice to prevent Obama's ideas from even being tried? Veterans advocate Paul Rykoff expects little from Capitol Hill. Rykoff, founder and head of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, said, this Congress let partisan bickering stand in the way of putting thousands of America's heroes back to work. This bill was smart, bipartisan policy that would put veterans back into service for their communities as policemen, firefighters, and first responders. The result creates tremendous doubt that this Congress will be able to pass any additional veterans legislation in 2012. Iraq and Afghanistan veterans should not have to wait until 2013 for critical support from Congress. Maybe 9 out of 10 Americans disapproving of Congress makes perfect sense.